Somali warlord Hussein Idid today declared his intention to run for the presidency of his war-torn country. His announcement comes as delegates at a reconciliation conference in Kenya are working to select an interim leader for Somalia. Mr. Idid, a former U.S. Marine and the son of the famous Somali warlord Mohamed Idid, says he wants to become the first president of the reunited Republic of Somalia. Speaking to reporters in Nairobi Tuesday, he outlined his vision for Somalia.
Once elected, I promise to lead our beloved country toward reconciliation, reconstruction, and to build a Somali society based on ideals of democracy, human rights, economic prosperity, and social justice for all Somalis. I promise to build a society that respects and hopes upholds the reality of the Somali culture and tradition.
Somalia has been without a central government since President Siad Barre was overthrown in 1991. It has since been ruled by various rival warlords, whose ongoing power struggles have reduced the Somali people to extreme poverty, insecurity, and occasionally famine. Mr. Idid is head of the Somali Reconciliation and Restoration Council, a powerful faction that controls much of southern Somalia. He was nominally president of Somalia from 1996 to 1997, but his government only controlled a small fraction of the country. He is one of half a dozen political leaders who are seeking the presidency of Somalia. Meanwhile, after 7 months of talks, the Somali Peace and Reconciliation Conference is about to enter its third and final phase. In the coming weeks, almost 400 Somali delegates will choose a broad-based transitional government of national unity, leading to Somalia's first democratic elections since 1969. The conference, which is being held in Nairobi, is being sponsored by Somalia's neighbors under the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. Most delegates want the new Somali state to be a federal one. Mr. Idid said Tuesday that he backs this idea.
My intentions are that I support the federal system, but it should be done through referendum, and it should be taken time to create a commission by independent intellectual Somalis outside and inside to study very carefully the borders of the federal, and the Somali people, the Somali population has the responsibility, not the politicians, what type of federal we should have.
Somalia has a population of 14 million people. It is estimated that 2.5 million people have fled the country since 1991. It's hoped that many of them will return home when peace is restored to Somalia. Katie Salmon for VOA News, Nairobi.